the clock is like, it's 8:45. Do I panic? No, because ADHD confidence is undefeated.
Welcome to The Anxious ADHDer, a podcast for brains that don't always play by the rules. I'm Jess, your resident overthinker, and someone who can lose half a day by opening a cupboard. Today, we're breaking down ADHD and time, which is kind of hilarious because I'm barely qualified to own a watch. And if time is something that you are constantly shocked by, punished by, betrayed by, or emotionally held hostage by, then you are in the right place. So what does time blindness feel like? Let's get something straight, guys. ADHD time blindness isn't poor time management. It's not about responsibility. It's not about caring. It's literally that your brain does not register time happening until it is too late to participate. And so time blindness feels like not knowing how long anything takes, not noticing time passing, losing hours without meaning to, needing urgency to just kind of get your shit in motion. Having completely unreliable internal sense of duration and being really shocked by the clock, like it's personally, you know, attacking you in a way. And it's wild because you do check the time, just can't hold the information. So you check it and your brain just seems to delete it instantly. Other people sense time naturally and we have to treat it as some sort of like hostile creature that must be monitored constantly. Here it is. The Tuesday that really like summed up my entire personality. So you got a 10 a.m. appointment, totally doable, very doable. I'm a functioning adult. You wake up early, feel great, dangerous energy levels. And before I even stand up, I plan my entire day in my head, not in a realistic way, like in a I have 17 spare hours and limitless energy way. I decide to reply to one email, one, simple, harmless, or so I thought, right? I hit reply and then that's when the spiral begins. Suddenly I'm doing replying, editing, re-editing, clicking random links, clearing notifications, filtering photos, starting tasks I don't finish, finishing tasks I didn't start, reading something I didn't mean to open, Googling things that don't matter, tidying a desktop I will immediately ruin again. And my brain is like, we have been productive. The clock is like, it's 8:45. Do I panic? No, because ADHD confidence is undefeated. I genuinely think, calm down, babe, we've got loads of time. I get in the shower, motivate myself, and once I'm in there, my brain decides this is the only place it wants to run diagnostics on my entire life. Thoughts include, should I get a little sort out of my shower products? Oh, why haven't I replied to that message? Should I start a new habit today? I need to fix my skincare routine. Oh, I need to go online and see if there's products that I want to buy. Did I sign that form? But none of this helps me leave the house. I get out of the shower at 9:23. Still not panicking. I've always got time. Then begins the ADHD scavenger hunt when you're trying to leave the house and you're like, okay, I've got 5 minutes to leave the house, right? But where are my keys? They're missing. My phone is missing. My purse is missing. Energy, yeah. Anxiety, quite high. Intention, missing. Hope, missing. Will to live, also missing. And I'm checking weird places like under pillows, behind radiators, inside bags I've not used since 2021. And I finally find my keys in my literal coat, right, that I've been wearing. I find my phone on the bathroom floor, don't know how it got there. Find one shoe in the hallway and then one in the kitchen. And I don't want to talk about it. So I leave the house looking like a woman who has been chased by wild dogs. Coat half on, makeup not on, hair slightly damp. And, you know, but it's fine. I'm already sweating. And then I'm trying to Google directions, but pressing the wrong part of the screen like some sort of confused toddler. Did I make it on time? It was 10 minutes late. But I was late less than expected. Yes. And you know what? That is progress. Right, let's talk about the actual brain bit, because understanding it stops you blaming yourself for something your brain literally can't do. ADHD affects dopamine and executive function. We all know this. We all know this. This is old news, but yeah. Dopamine is that little neurotransmitter that helps you start things, continue things, remember things that you're supposed to be doing, care that you're doing things and feel time passing as you do things. So without steady dopamine, your brain is essentially trying to run its entire time system on uncharged batteries. So when people say things like, just plan ahead, or why didn't you start earlier? I'm like, my love, nothing happens earlier. Earlier isn't a real place for ADHD people. Earlier is this imaginary point of the day where we think we're productive, but when it arrives, we are absolutely not. Also, and this is a big one, working memory and time perception are best friends and ADHD impacts both. So working memory is the ability to like hold time in your mind, track how long you've been doing something, keeping sense of the day, remembering what you're supposed to be transitioning to and remembering what your intention is after distraction. So when someone says you've been scrolling for an hour, I'm genuinely shocked, right? Because the minute I got distracted, my brain wiped that timestamp. Fast forwarding, slow motion, random time jumps, all of this is totally normal for ADHD. Time doesn't move at a consistent speed when your dopamine is yo-yoing. And this is why ADHD is reliant on urgency, not because we like the chaos. I mean, we absolutely do not. I'm an anxious soul. I really don't. But because urgency is really the only strong thing enough to cut through the fog and say, hello, let's get started. And everything before the urgency hits doesn't register. It's not that we don't monitor time. We literally can't. Internally, it doesn't stay put. This is the juicy part. The stuff we all secretly do, the behaviors we rarely admit, and the things that make ADHD time so chaotic, but honestly kind of funny because it's just so specific. The I'll do it in a minute lie. So the minute never arrives. You said it politely, but we all know that that was COVID. I cannot emotionally handle that right now. And I won't remember this conversation after we finish talking. Checking in. Checking the time like it's urgent, then instantly forgetting it. I will check the time 5 times in 1 minute just to retain it for half a second. Needing 3 warm-up reminders. So neurotypical brains get told once. ADHD brains need the reminder of the reminder, the countdown, the verbal shove, the emotional support, and then, only then, does the momentum start. Starting sudden, unnecessary tasks when you're already late. So if you need to leave in 10 minutes, somehow my brain goes like, let's just wash up this one cup. Let's just move this file. Let's just check this drawer. Let's just arrange this shelf until it becomes, why am I wiping the bathroom mirror when I'm supposed to be on a train? Time disappears during hyperfocus. So I blink twice and the day's gone. The earth has rotated. My bladder is pissed off. My stomach is also like, I'm freaking hungry. But I've done the task beautifully, a chef's kiss. You're taking ages to start things we want to do. That's the thing. I want to do these things. I want to be able to adult like a normal person. It's not that. Life admin requires transitions and that requires dopamine. We don't have that. And it's not because we're lazy. It's just very hard. You lose the plot during simple routines. Start making tea, fill the kettle, put it down, walk away, come back. No idea if I've boiled it already. Had to reboil twice. Did I ever drink it? No. Actually, recently, I tried to make myself a cup of tea and I didn't realise I hadn't boiled the water. And then I put the water in and I was like, why? I don't know if you've ever tried making tea with cold water. It looks weird. I'm like, why? What's wrong with this? But yeah, anyway, that's a cute thing I did recently. But yeah, anyway, getting lost between tasks in the house. This is another one. You walk upstairs with a purpose. You arrive upstairs, purpose gone, brain, I must live here now. And then responding mentally instead of physically, you reply in your head. Great detail, in a lovely, thoughtful tone. Did I hit send? Absolutely not. Chronically misjudging travel time. So if you tell me it's a 30-minute journey, my brain will still tell me 15 minutes sounds right. If it's a 10-minute walk to the station, yeah, all right, I'm going to give me 10 minutes, but then also I know I'm a slow walker and I get lost. Like, that's the thing. We don't judge time on experiences. Literally no evidence. Lateness is always a thing. Got this spiraling time crunch. So when the clock hits the point of no return and you're still half-dressed, half-eating and half-sobbing. Yeah. The where did the day go moment. So ADHD is experiences daily. It's not a sometimes thing. It's literally a lifestyle. And then entire days vanish because my brain can't sense flow. I genuinely look around. I'm like, who fast-forwarded me? You get stuck in the thought loops instead of the movement. My brain just wants to start, but my body wants to lie down. And then time paralysis. So you know exactly what you need to do. You even want to do it, but the body just says no. And then you just feel so guilty for not doing these things, even though earlier they didn't exist and earlier was never accessible. And then you're doing everything except that thing you're supposed to be doing. And that is a classic. So let's talk about what actually works, because generic advice does not touch ADHD time. These are realistic ones that work with your wiring that I've tried to do. I just want to say, first and foremost, I'm not a person who's just giving all this advice out and following this advice to the team. No. I'm finding this advice out myself and trying to implement it myself. And quite a lot of the times failing. So in a way, this is probably as much useful or more useful for me than it is for you guys. These are the realistic ones that I have tried and they do work. Yeah, anyway, visible timers. So not hidden on your phone. You know, I don't know about any ADHDs out there, but if you just look at your alarms, keep scrolling down and down and down and further, got so many alarms for random times of the day. Got like 3 7 o'clock alarms. Like, what's that about? But yeah, let's not do that. Let's make them visible. Because we need to see time moving. Visual timers equals magic. Got start times instead of deadlines. So deadlines are like meaningless until panic hits, right? Start times trick your brain into engaging. Reverse planning with actual buffer time. So not imaginary, I'll be quick buffer, real buffer, as in add 20 minutes because, you know, ADHD. Body doubling, So a silent person existing in the room equals instant motivation. And it's stupid how effective it is. But you know what? It does work. Timed playlist, 10-minute playlist, get ready, 3 songs, tidy for 9 minutes. Your brain trusts music more than clocks. Prep zones, 1 spot for keys, bag, wallet, headphones, water bottle, and no scavenger hunt zone. The alarms with clear instructions, not alarm, alarm 1A. Yeah, it's like filing. Let's not go down that rabbit hole. So yeah, start getting ready. For real, please go. Like, literally move. And this isn't a joke. Pre-decided outfits. Morning brain cannot make decisions. Choose it the night before. Morning will thank you. Like, she will, honestly. Reduce micro decisions. So less friction equals less time wasted. And then transitional cues, right? So making your environment louder, changing lighting, moving to a different seat, standing up. It resets your brain without restarting your entire life. Time blindness isn't your fault. You are not irresponsible. You do not lack discipline. You're not being bad as an adult. Your brain doesn't process time the way other brains do. And every single ADHD person you've ever met is dealing with the same thing. You don't need to fix yourself. You need tools that work for your brain, not tools designed for completely different wiring. Honestly, the amount of times I've tried to address my ADHD time blindness and all the difficulties by trying to follow the neurotypical strategies and they just haven't worked. And then you hate yourself for it, right? And you're like, damn it, why can't I? Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Follow the tools. Follow the nice ADHD prime tools. You deserve routines that support your energy, people who understand why you struggle, a schedule that doesn't punish your brain, kindness, right? Kindness when you inevitably slip, and compassion for yourself, because we are the hardest on ourselves, for sure. And navigating time with ADHD is really, really hard. And guys, you are doing better than you think. So there we go. That is the time episode. Ironically, the episode that took the longest to write, because ADHD and time do not cooperate. If you felt seen, attacked, hugged, exposed, or like spiritually diagnosed at any point, please send this to a friend you're always late with. And make sure you follow so don't miss Monday's episode, even if your internal clock is on annual leave. The uploads will behave and you're doing great. Take care of yourself. I'll see you next week.